Okay. Hashem. This is the second part of the halachot of bedikat chametz. There's one clarification I have to give based on what I said yesterday, and that is that I mentioned that for the bedikah of the cars, since car is not like a house, it could be, the bedikah could be done earlier. Doesn't have to be the bedikah of Lel Yudalit. I just need to clarify that definitely the chatechila, the car should also be done the night of Yudalit, because as I mentioned, there is a dispute in the poskim on this. Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, is of an opinion that the cars have a din of a house, they have the same halacha as the house, and therefore the obligation on bedikas chametz on the cars really applies the night of 14th. So definitely the chatechila, one should satisfy these things. If a person really feels that the night of 14th, for whatever reason, he won't be able to do it, then it could be somech on the other poskim who say that the cars could be checked earlier. But definitely the chatechila one should follow this ruling of checking his car the night of 14th. But I should reiterate that even though we said this, but someone who does not have an apartment to make a bedikah on with a bracha, and he only has a car, on the bedikah of the car, he would not make a bracha. Because still, as we said, it's a machloket, and sabek berachol lahakev. So it's better to do bedikah the night of the 14th, to be yotze, all the poskim, but if you don't make a bracha on other things, for whatever reason, is, let's say they have no apartment or whatever it is, a person should not make a bracha just on bedikat chametz of his car, because there's no obligation on that. Okay, according to some poskim, so it's a machloket. Okay, so the obligation of bedikat chametz falls on the areas that are under a person's control, like a house, his house. But a person who is a guest by somebody else, and he eats their food, he does not have his own chametz, or he doesn't have his own room, he's only a guest, he does not have an obligation of doing bedikah in that house, because the obligation of the bedikah falls on the shoulder of the Baal HaBayit, the one who's the owner of the house. So therefore, children who, let's say, live away and they move to their father's house for Pesach, especially if they don't have their own room for themselves, and they just eat the food, whatever the father provides, the mother provides, they do not have an obligation of doing bedikah in the house. The obligation rests on the father's shoulder. They definitely could help out, as we said before, that when the father makes a bracha, they could be present and listen to the bracha, and as an agent of the father, as a shaliach of the father, they would go and spread out throughout the house and do bedikot. But that is not their own personal obligation. A person who moves into an apartment, as like somebody who rents an apartment, that apartment is considered his reshut, and therefore he is obligated to do bedikah in that apartment. The halacha is that if a person moves into a new apartment erev Pesach, whether he moves in or whether he just takes possession of a house or an apartment before Pesach, if the key was delivered to him before the night of bedikat chametz, so the obligation rests on him, the new owner, to do bedikah in the apartment, because he got hold of the key already. The key was delivered to him before the night of 14th. But if the night of 14th came and he still does not have access to the key would first be delivered to him or given over to him the next day, erev Pesach, the obligation of bedikah rests upon the original landlord, and therefore he has to do bedikat chametz in that house. But many people do not have this situation. They might have it in a different case, as we're going to discuss soon. So a person who has an apartment is obligated to do bedikah in that apartment. A person who goes to a hotel for Pesach, there is a dispute among the poskim, difference of opinion, whether he's obligated to do bidigat chametz in the hotel or not. It's brought down, therefore, lechatechila, they should do bidigat chametz if they're dead in Eid of Pesach, or Erev Pesach. They should do bidigat chametz in that room to make sure there's no chametz around, that they by mistake might come to eat it during Pesach, because maybe somebody left the chametz behind and they might end up eating it. So they should do bidigat chametz there. However, they should not make a bracha on it, because since it's a machloket, whether a hotel room has the actual obligation of bidigat chametz, so you should not make a bracha on it. Why is there a dispute? Because the difference of opinion is, since the hotel room really does not belong to you, like a rented house, the owner, the management of the hotel still has control over that room. They could ask you to come out of this room and go to a different room, or they could do whatever they want in that room. So since they really have the control over it, therefore it might not be considered your area for your obligation to do bidikat chametz. Some say yes, some say not. Therefore you should do bidika without a bracha. The bachurim in the yeshiva, the minhag is that they, to be somech on the poskim who say that they're obligated to do bidikat chametz in their room, and if they do it in Eid of 14th, they should also make a bracha. Even though one might say, so the bachurim in the dorm room have the same situation as a guy in a hotel, but the poskim are more, they consider it more of an obligation on a bachur to do a bidika, because since he's there, you know, months after months after months, he's staying in that room, it's more permanent than someone who's in the hotel, who's there for a few days and he leaves. So therefore, it's similar to someone who has rented that area, and therefore he should do a bidika, and he could make a bracha if the bidika is the night of 14th. The people who go away for Pesach, if they're going away for Pesach, the whole Pesach, and they're not going to be at their apartment at all during Pesach, so they could sell the chametz. When they sell their chametz, when they make the shtar, mechira, to sell their chametz, they could include in it the whole apartment. That means they don't necessarily sell the apartment, it's not even theirs, but they could sublease, so to speak, the apartment. They sell any chametz that is anywhere in the apartment, and they rent out the place where that chametz is. So comes out that anywhere that there is chametz in the apartment, the chametz is sold, and that area was rented out to the goy. However, as we had mentioned in the past, this person still has to be mekayem the concept of bidikat chametz somewhere. He needs to have a place to be mekayem bidikat chametz. If he's going to rent out the whole apartment and he's not going to do bidikat chametz there, he needs to do bidikat chametz somewhere. Because once chachamim made a takana for bidikat chametz, every balabayit who has a place has to do bidikat chametz somewhere. Where can he do bidikat chametz? So someone who rents an apartment and goes into a hotel, so what they could do is, they could do bidikat chametz in the hotel. They're not going to make a bracha on it, as we said before, but at least they could do bidikat chametz. They could be mekayim the inyan of bidika by doing bidikat chametz in the hotel. They could buy some chametz, a box of cookies or packages of cookies or something, bring it into the hotel room and eat it. This way, you brought in your own chametz, and then you could put little pieces around the room and go around and do bidikat chametz without a bracha, because as we said, there's a machloket on that. Without a bracha, a person could collect those, go around, do bidikat chametz, and this way they'll be mekayim the inyan of bidikat chametz in the hotel room. Even though we said there's a difference in opinion about the hotel room, whether it's obligated or not, for this concept, they could definitely be somech on those poskim who say the bidika works, and they could do bidikat chametz in the hotel room. If they are going to their parents / in-laws, that means someone who rents, who is packing out of his apartment completely, I mean, he's not going to be there, he leaves the apartment behind and he moves for the whole duration of Pesach to his in-laws or parents' house, which that place is the obligation of the parents or the in-laws to do bedikah there. So he needs to be mekayim bedikat chametz somehow. How would he be mekayim bedikat chametz? So Poskim say lechatechila, what he should do is like this, that he should keep one area in his house, the easiest area to clean and do bedikah. Means you block off a certain area, let's say the hallway, let's say the living room, or the dining room, an area that's not so difficult to clean from chametz and do bedikah. And that area you clean, and that area you do bedikah in that area, b'mekayim the bedikah in that area, then you sell the rest of the chametz that's in the apartment and rent out the places that the chametz is resting. So it comes out that instead of cleaning the whole apartment and doing bedikah in the whole apartment, he would only clean out one area and do bedikah there, and this area would not be included in the mechirat chametz. Mechirat chametz would include all the other areas of the house or the apartment, except the area that he cleaned and did bedikah. This way he's mekayim the inyan of bedikah right there. So, and this way he will be fine, and he could go to his parents or in-laws without any problem. There are some poskim who say that if a person goes earlier to his in-laws or parents' house, and he has a designated room for himself, let's say the couple go there and this is their room, right? This is their room, so they could bring in some chametz if the mother or the mother-in-law allows, which I don't think they would do. They're probably going to chase after you with a broom in their hand. But in case they allow, you could bring in a couple pieces of pita that you can make crumbs, and eat it in that room. That's your chametz. And then you could wrap the rest of the pieces and put it in there. And when the father-in-law makes a bracha of al biur chametz, you stand there asking to be motziu. You answer amen on his bracha. And you go to your room and do bedikat chametz in that room as your own obligation of bedikat chametz. There are the poskim who say you can do this. So if a person really can't clean up an area in his apartment because, let's say, his wife is pregnant, it's difficult, whatever it is, they don't have time, whatever the situation is, they can't do the cleaning up and bedikah in their own apartment, so they could do instead this, that they could go to their in-laws or parents' house earlier. Earlier means before the night of bedikat chametz. Bring in some chametz without making all crumbs and problems in that room. And then you could wrap a piece of chametz and your wife, whatever, could put around the room. And then when the father or the Baal HaBayit make the bracha, this person would stand next to him and be yotze with the bracha, tell him to have me in mind for the bracha, and then he will go to his room and that's bedikat chametz in there, and that would be his bedikat chametz. So any one of these options are possible. Those who go to hotel, they could do this in the hotel. Those who go to their in-laws, they could do that. But if a person would not be by his in-laws the night of bedikat chametz, let's say they're traveling before, or during bedikat chametz, they get to the parents or in-laws erev Pesach, which they're not doing bedikat chametz in that house, then they should do bedikat chametz in their own apartment, leaving one area, cleaning it, and not including it in the mechira, and do bedikat chametz there. Okay. Now, when an apartment is sold, so to speak, in other words, the apartment is not cleaned and bedikah is not done, you are not allowed to enter that apartment. Because we are afraid that by you entering an apartment, when you have chametz laying all around, and these have been your chametz, and the apartment has been your apartment, it's very easy for a person to, by mistake, eat the chametz. So a person who decides to sell all his chametz in an apartment and include the apartment in the mechirat chametz will not be able to use that apartment, not himself and not by somebody else, because somebody else who stays in that apartment, first of all, that apartment is a reshut of the goy. So you have to ask permission from the goy to allow you or somebody to stay there. That's A. B, for the person who's staying there, since the area is not, there's no bidika done, and there are chametz laying around all over, it will be very easy for them to, by mistake, eat the chametz there. Therefore, they're not allowed to stay in a place that bidika was not done, or an apartment that was not cleaned. So therefore, that apartment cannot be given over to somebody else. So therefore, comes out, if you're going away for Pesach, the whole Pesach, and you include your chametz in the apartment in the mechira, and you have to leave the key behind by somebody, because when the goy comes to take his chametz, he has to have access to the apartment. So you leave the key by a neighbor, and the neighbor asks you, you know what? We are staying here for Pesach, and my in-laws are coming. Can my in-laws use your apartment to stay in? So the answer is, either before Pesach or after Pesach, they're more than welcome to stay there. But during Pesach, they can't stay there, because the apartment was not cleaned. Bedika was not done. What happens if you need to do that? You need to give out one of the rooms. So those areas that need to be given out to other people to use, you need to clean them, do bedika chametz in them, and then you block off the other area. Let's say they want to use the bedroom. They need, your neighbor needs an extra bedroom. So you clean out your bedroom, you do bedika chametz in your bedroom, you block off, with the yellow police tape, or caution tape by the police or whatever. You block off the other areas that are chametzdik. Those are restricted areas. You can't go in there. It's not yours. It belongs, it's under the control of the goy. But the hallway and the bedroom is cleaned and bedika was done. So the person could go there and come out. The neighbors could just go there, go to sleep and come out. That could be done. That's not an issue. But if the whole apartment, if the apartment was not cleaned, one is not allowed to get somebody else or to allow somebody else to go in there. Okay. We have mentioned last time that a person who did not make a bracha during the time of bedika chametz, they could still make a bracha at the time of burning chametz. This applies to the people who do not have an area for some reason to do bedika chametz in, or the people, let's say the case that I told you, a person who goes to a hotel, and we said for some reason in the hotel room there's a shaila whether you can make a bracha or not. They did not make a bracha. Right? But then you have some chametz that's left over that you're burning it tomorrow. These people would be able to make a bracha of abur chametz at the time of burning the chametz. Because even though they couldn't make the bracha at the time of bedikat chametz because it was a shaila, it was a suffix in that area, whether that area could be needed bedika or not. But so therefore they couldn't make a bracha. But over here, they would be able to make a bracha at the time of burning of the chametz. Okay. Any questions?
There is, you go to a hotel and there is, in the fridge sometimes they have things or whatever they have, take it, then you buy it.
Right.
What should you do with it? Like, let's say they have like
tons
of whiskey or something.
Right. So the stuff that are in the hotel rooms that if you use it, you pay for it. Since they are not yours, it's fine. It could be there. What you need to do is to put maybe some kind of a siman or some kind of a tape or something or sign on the refrigerator that by mistake you should not use it, but doesn't matter. Since it's not yours, there is no problem. Once you brought that up, I should mention that a chametz that would get delivered to a person for whatever reason, right? Let's say a person gets a promotion of a package of cereal or something that was sent in mail, as a gift or promotions. And so a person should have in mind not to be konen, not to acquire any chametz that would come to them through mail. That means even if it's put in your mailbox, you do not want to be konen. So you need to have in mind not to be konen, not to acquire, even though it is being put into your, it's being brought into your possession, that you have no kavana to acquire it, to actually get it, and therefore it will never become yours. That's not an issue. Poskim talk about inviting a goy to one's house, if the goy comes with the chametz or not. Those are details that if need be, we could discuss it. The areas that are used in offices that are used by number of people, they don't need to be cleaned or done bedikas chametz. Number of people, I mean, that there are goyim also who are using it. You do not have to do bedikas chametz or cleaning it or do any bedikas chametz in there. The areas that are your area, let's say your office, right, or a cubicle, or area that is only your area, you need to clean and do bedikas chametz. If you're going to have access to it during Pesach, during Chol HaMoed, those who need to go to work, they have to go to, must go to work during Chol HaMoed, whatever it is, then their offices, they need to do bedikat chametz, and they shouldn't come to eat it. If there are offices that a person is not going to go there, so then you could just close it off and include it in the mechirat chametz, and any chametz that's there, the area that they're stored, will be given away. And therefore, you won't have any issue with the chametz that's there. If you have no access to it, you can just close it off. But any office area that's being shared with the goyim, and the goyim come and go, you don't have to do bedikas chametz in there, because the chametz is not yours anyway. Any chametz that's there naturally belongs to Hefker. Unless you know you have something there, you throw it out. But you don't have to deal with the crumbs and pieces that fell here and there. Yes?
So if someone does bedika here, and then they go to LA afterwards anywhere, so they say Kol Chamir just once in the morning?
No. Anytime you do bedika, even if you do bedika earlier, you say Kol Chamir. Because the Kol Chamir means that this area is already, that area is chametz free. The nusach of Kol Chamir of the morning and the night are different. The nusach of the night is Kol Chamir de Kabishuti, the Loch Hazit, that I didn't see. And I didn't destroy, which means in this area that I just did, any chametz that I missed should already be in, be considered kafir de ara. So what other chametz do I have? Well, the chametz that I'm going to eat, the chametz that I have, that's accounted for by me, those are, I was not mevatel in the bitul of the night. The kol chamira of the day would include any chametz whatsoever that is left in my possession. That is said after the Mechira took place. Right? Because you first get rid of yourself, all the chametz that you have. It takes place after the burning took place, because you want to make sure that you do burning with the chametz that's yours. After all of that is done, right? So you got rid of the chametz by throwing it away, and by selling it, and by burning it, any other chametz that may be unaccounted for or whatever it is, you mevatel that. Which generally not much, because in your shetar mechirat chametz, you included every chametz that might be in your possession. So there is no other chametz you mevatel, but you do it anyway. Why do you do it anyway? I don't know. Just in case the mechira, the one in 1,000 chance, the 10,000 chance, a million chance that the mechira might not be serious enough, or might not work, or whatever the problem is. Lemaaseh min haTorah, a person would be mekayim the mitzvah by doing the bitul.
And by biur, besides the 10 pieces you're burning, right? What's the sin of biur, will them, stuff like that?
Right. Thank you for bringing it up. The it's brought down that once a person does a mitzvah with an item, you should do another mitzvah with it. So people keep their lulavim and hadasim and harabot, instead of throwing it away, they keep it in a way that it shouldn't get moldy, it should dry up, and they use it as firewood to burn chametz with. So or wicks from Hanukkah candles, that if they keep it one place, they throw all of that into the fire, Like they add fuel to the fire to create the fire to do the mitzvah of biur chametz with that wood. That's why they use it to do that. If you have it, you could do it. It's very nice.
In case, Rebbe said that in case where you have chametz arriving to your house, on, let's say during Pesach, or right, before, how can you not make a can if you already bought it?
No, you didn't buy it. What? I said these are promotions that are being sent to you.
Let's say you bought it online.
You don't buy it. Okay. I mean, why would you buy chametz 2 days before Pesach?
No, sometimes you buy something 2 weeks before and it says it's going to be delivered to your house in 2 weeks from now.
So then why would you buy it if it's chametz that's going to be delivered to you in 2 weeks from now?
So
which is Pesach. No, you wouldn't do that. Right, that's right.
Are you able to buy it?
And that would also, it would be very interesting. I'm not sure what the halacha of that is, because I don't think that chametz would be included in Mechirat chametz to the goy, because since you haven't gotten possession of that item, I don't know if it's considered yours. If as long as not, at least as far as the company is concerned, as long as it's not delivered, you know, you could say it wasn't delivered and they're not going to charge you for it. So it's their obligation. So it's their obligation. I can't sell this item that it's like, you know, that's not even mine to a goy.
I can buy chametz online. Is this to be delivered after Pesach?
No, it's yours.
No, I buy it and it's going to be delivered to me after Pesach.
Halachically, I'm not sure how that would work. It might be that since you are already paying for it, even though they're taking responsibility for it, but it might in some ways be considered your chametz. Right? It goes in the halacha of kinyanim. You know, if the kinyan, if that's considered kinyan kesef, it definitely might be kinyan setumta. If you accept to buy it, so you bought it, you know, you buy your shopping cart. You buy, and that's what they say, you bought your shopping cart. But at the same time, they say you bought it, but they take responsibility for it. So it becomes complicated in the terms of whether it is, to say that it's definitely not yours at all, I can't say that, because you really, you know, you did something, some kind of a masakinyan on it. But to say that it's yours enough that you could just sell it straight to the goy, you know, tell the goy, yeah, I also have some orders that are pending or being delivered, and even that is considered, you know, a part of the chametz. It's not, you know, hard to say that. I don't think any of the rabbanim speak that out to the goy. Okay, so that would conclude the topic of bedikat chametz. Any other questions, Bez Hashem, will be addressed. And next session, Bez Hashem, I will talk about matzah. The difference of what matzah and matzah shemura, not shemura, hand matzah, machine matzah, and the 18-minute matzah, and what the obligations are regarding them. Your session.